And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball as we get ready for Game 2 between the Giants and the Chicago Cubs from beautiful Wrigley Field. Well, this road trip continues for the Giants, and it's not going well. This is a bad time of year, of course, to be playing the kind of ball they're playing, but the bats were silent again. They go down to their fifth straight loss, my goodness, and they've lost 7 of 11 as the Cubs beat the Giants 4-2 on Friday, 4-5-1 for the Cubs. They only leave 2 on base. The Giants, it's 2-3-1. They leave 7 on base and once again couldn't come through with that big hit. But they did turn to their ace, and that is Carlos Rodon. And he did come through, I think, big time. He was taken out of the game after 5 1/3. And 96 terrific pitches, and he looked like he still had more in the tank. And we'll get to that in a second. But for Carlos Rodon, 5 1/3 for him, 3 hits given up, that's it. 2 runs, a home run, 1 walk, and 11 strikeouts. And at one point, he struck out 4 in a row, and at one point, he struck out 5 in a row. En route to an 11-strikeout performance for him. It's the 10th time this year that he has struck out 10 or more, and that is a record for the ball club, breaking the tie he was in with Tim Lincecum and Jason Schmidt. Pretty good company, huh? He also had 11 strikeouts. That gives him 212 on the year, which puts him past Sad Sam Jones of the 1959 San Francisco Giants for the most for a San Francisco Giant in his first season. Way out there is Tim Keefe and Amos Roussey. And that's going to be beyond anything that Rodon can get done. But he does hold the San Francisco Giants record now for the most strikeouts in a particular season, the first as a Giant with 212. Wow. The Giants now go to 65-73. Rodon is the loser. He's 12-8. And Drew Smyly, the former Giant, the left-hander, really pitched well. He goes to 6-8. For Smyly, 7 innings. 1 hit. Yes, you heard me correctly. 1 hit, 1 run. It was unearned because of an error. No homers, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts, and he threw 104 pitches, and they were all excellent. They really were. He pitched a very nice game. All right, that is Drew Smyly for the Chicago Cubs, winning on Friday 4-2. Wow. The save went to Hughes. It wasn't simple, but he got it done. That was his fourth of the year. 31,309 at Wrigley, and it was under 3 hours, 2 hours, 52 minutes. And with the new rule changes that we're going to talk about on the show today, some rule changes coming for next year, a pitch clock, the shift is going to be gone. Mike Yastrzemski is going to be thrilled, I'll tell you that. He's got new value now. And that's two of the major ones, and of course, bigger bases for whatever that is going to do as well. As I say, the Giants are now 65-73, their fifth straight loss. In September now, they're 4-5. Boy, they've been doing so well. They won the first 4 games of September before losing the last 2 to the Dodgers and then a doubleheader to the Brewers on Thursday. On the road now, wow, 28-41. Sort of sneaked up on me. 13 more road games to go, 12 more road games to go, actually, to try to get to at least 40-41. Runners in scoring position has been a problem for this ball club. 1-for-5 on Friday. 1-for-5. The Cubs only had 3 chances, and they were 1-for-3. Against the Cubs this year, the Giants are now 3-2. They did take 3-of-4 at Oracle earlier in the year. Against the National League Central, now you're talking about Pittsburgh, Cincy, and the Cubs in this National League Central, along with St. Louis and Milwaukee, they're 17-14. They should be much better than that, but that is the story of this 2022 season. The real story is since the All-Star break, 17-30. Wow. And on this road trip now, after winning that first one and losing the next 4 before hitting Wrigley on Friday, they are now 1-5. The Cubs finally got their 30th win at home. They are 30-40. July, August, and September, the Giants are 25-39. That is 64 games, 25-39. Well, the scoring in this one, kind of interesting. In the second inning, Nico Horner, Bay Area product, gets a base hit and steals second. Then Rodon comes into Yan Gomes with a slider down and in. Yan Gomes, the catcher, hits it deep deep to left field. It is gone. He hits a two-run shot, a golf shot out, to put the Cubs up 2-0 in the second inning. He golfed that one out of there. In the sixth inning, now Rodon goes out. Gabe Kapler gets him after 96 pitches, and Junior Marte comes in, and Reyes gets a walk, and then here comes Nico Horner, and he hits a high fly ball to center field to right, left center, back to the wall. It is gone. Another one out as Nico Horner hits home run number 9 for him. So Gomes number 7, Horner number 9. And Marte gives up 2 runs in relief of Rodon in that sixth inning. And I still cannot believe that they took him out. There's no reason to take him out there. But they did, and you know why, righty-lefty, all that business coming up. So it's 4-0. All right, the Giants strike back. Smiley's out of the game. Montgomery's now in there in the eighth inning. Austin Dean hits a ground ball down the short, and Nico Horner pulls the first baseman off the bag. Jock Peterson now with a righty in the game. Here come the lefties. He pinch hits. He gets a walk. J.D. Davis stays in the game. He gets a walk, and they're loaded with 2 out for Evan Longoria, and he hits a shot down the left field line. It is in there for a ground rule double. It bounces into the stands. 2-run score, and is now 4-2 in favor of the Cubs in this eighth inning. Tyro Estrada comes up. Hughes is brought into the game. He's a lefty. Estrada hits lefties very well, and he gets to a 3-2 count and chases one that was a worm eater, they'd like to say. It was so far in the dirt, and he chases it for the third out. Giants threatened in the ninth. A 2-out hit for Austin Dean, his first as a San Francisco Giant. And then Joey Bart hit a high fly ball to center, and that was caught out there by Hermosillo. And that was the end of the game, and the Giants lose it 4-2. Wow, 4-2 to the Chicago Cubs. So it was exciting, and Rodon pitched great. And again, I'm not sure why they took him out in the sixth, but that two-run homer was the difference in the game that Marte gave up. The Cubs pen, but believe me, this is no picnic for them. 48 innings pitched and 14 homers in their last 48 innings. How about that? The Cubs, as I say, 6 strikeouts in a row at one point. Pitching, the Giants pitching really, I thought, pitched very well yesterday other than Marte. Suzuki for the Cubs, he's starting to get on base a lot, but the Giants solved him on Friday, a few strikeouts there. And Austin Wins, the last thing I'll mention about this is that he was beamed by Smiley. Very unfortunate. He came out of the game, and allegedly he is okay, but looks like he may have another trip to the concussion protocol. Knapp was sent to Sacramento. I would imagine we'll see him back catching for the Giants again. Mercedes also was outrighted to Sacramento. Dominic Leone went on the injured list with a tricep injury. And the Giants in Arizona now fight it out for third in the National League West. And the Cubs in Cincy fighting it out for fourth in the National League Central. What a game. Really a good pitcher's duel from these two lefties. And it just wasn't Rodon's day to come out on top. But he did strike out 11 with 96 pitches for him. Time for a Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, in Game 2 of this weekend series between the Giants and the Cubs, Giants turn to Logan Webb. He's 6'1", 25 years old, out of Rockland. He's had a terrific season for the Giants. He really has, and if Rodon leaves, he'll be the ace next year. 12-8 for Logan Webb this year with a .289 earned run average. He's given up some runs lately, but they've been unearned. That whip is 1.18, which is excellent for him. Last game against the Dodgers, went 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned, and no walks, 6 strikeouts for Logan Webb against the Dodgers. 13 away games, 81 innings pitched for him, only 9 homers given up. That's pretty good. But this season, 28 starts already for this young man, 25 years old, and that's a full season for any pitcher. 171 innings pitched, 155 hits, 55 earned runs, 14 unearned runs. It's a lot of errors behind Logan Webb. 11 homers in the 171 innings, absolutely excellent. 46 walks and 143 strikeouts. For Logan Webb, this is his 77th game and his 74th start. God, it seems like a lot more. He's 28 and 18 lifetime, which is excellent. Batting average against is .241. Lefties .261. That could be a little bit lower with six homers. Righties .220 with five homers, and that's that put-out pitch, that put-away pitch that he needs. First pitch, he's struggled with it all year long. It's now 28 for 71. That's just below .400 with only one homer given up. He's given up 11 on the year, but eight solo shots. He's a tough customer. He really is. We'll see how he does at Wrigley here. Runners in scoring position, okay. .270 with three homers. Runners in scoring position, two out at .246. First time through, .215 with seven big home runs. Then it's .272 with three. Then he settles down again. I love that third time through for him. .232 without a home run. Looking at the Cubs who have seen him before, Bodie 2 for 3, Yan Gomes 0 for 3, Ian Happ, if he's in the lineup, 1 for 3 with a homer, McKinstry 0 for 4, Ortega 2 for 3, and Rivas 1 for 2, and that's it against Logan Webb. So for the Cubs, this is a very interesting pitching matchup today. It really is. Two good young pitchers, very similar, very similar. They really fight out on the mound. Marcus Stroman goes for the Cubs. He's 31 years old, only 5'8". He's out of Duke University. He's pitched for Toronto. He's pitched for the Mets and now a free agent with the Cubs. He really considered the Giants last year. He was thinking about coming to the Giants, but I guess money talks, and he ended up in Wrigley. He's 64 and 66 lifetime. He's 3-6 this year. He's been hurt with a .373 earned run average. The whip very similar to Logan Webb, that 1.17. Now, at home, eight games, and he's at home this today. .692 earned run average, 40 innings pitched, 31 big runs given up at home. Wow. Eight homers, that's one every five innings, and that is a lot. Seven stolen bases and three caught stealing against Marcus Stroman. All right, he's only been in 20 games. 108 innings pitched, 98 hits, 45 earned runs given up. But you can tell the runs are given up usually at home. 12 homers in 108 innings, that's okay. 29 walks, 90 strikeouts, that's about 3-1 as well. Of the 12 homers, 7 are solos, so you can get them with runners on base. 200th game for him. How about that for Marcus Stroman? 200th game as a big leaguer. With his 194th major league start. Last two against St. Louis and Toronto, two decent teams. 12 innings, 7 hits, a run. No homers, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Batting average against, and you know the Giants love the platoon, .237. Lefties .259 with 7 homers. I'm sure we'll see the lefty platoon in there against Stroman. Righties only .212 with 5 homers. The Giants did see him once this year. He stuck it to him pretty good. 6 innings, 8 hits, no runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. First pitch, like all the other pitchers, he's only a little bit below .300, though, which is good for him, right around .300. 16 for 53, and that's okay today with 4 homers given up. As I said, runners in scoring position, this is where he's gotten hurt a little bit with those home runs. 5 have been with runners in scoring position. .286. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, .282. So that's where you can do some damage against Marcus Stroman. All right. First time through, .238, then .233, then .235 with 2, 7, and 3 homers. So second time through looks like the damage for him. For the Giants, Joey Bart 1 for 2, Crawford 1 for 6, Estrada 1 for 3, Flores 2 for 5, Gonzalez 0 for 3, Tommy La Stella. Boy, they buried him. Where is he? 3 for 11 with a homer. Hopefully he's in there today. Longoria, 12 for 36 with 3 big home runs. Wow, against Marcus Stroman. Jock Peterson, 3 for 9. Wade, 1 for 5. Austin wins 0 for 2, and Yaz is 1 for 5. Wow. What a day. This is Saturday baseball. Big day. Big weekend for Giants baseball and for Bay Area sports in general. All right. Washington and Philly. Fetty and Suarez in that one. Anderson, Cincinnati, and Milwaukee. That is Chase Anderson and Hauser. These are all important games in the wild card. New York Mets, boy, trying to hold off Atlanta. There's Carrasco there and Pablo Lopez. What's happened to him? St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Flaherty gets his second start, went five innings in his last one against Brubaker for Pittsburgh. For Arizona, it is Bumgarner today and Colorado Urania. Dodgers in San Diego, that weather's been miserable in Southern California. Urias and Snell. And Atlanta, we're going to see Atlanta next week. We're going to see this pitcher on Wednesday, and that is Freed. And for Kirby for Seattle, that is what we've got going on there. All right, more coming up. Andy Baggerly, who covers the Giants for The Athletic, is next right here. KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.